Hello and welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. I am very happy to be with you today, and I am very, very happy, doubly happy, to have C.A. Brooks with me for our February 2024 Meeting of the Minds. The last show we did together was November 7th, so it's been 3 months. It's just 3 months that went by in a flash. It's just incredible. So it's kind of crazy to think about that, but needless to say, I'm looking forward to our discussion, but most of all, I'm looking forward to just spending some time with my friend. And, you know, the idea behind Meeting of the Minds is, you know, throw out a topic or a point of discussion or something that, you know, that's been on my mind, and then get the other point of view. You know, from we all talk, we all show ourselves. That's all we do. Everybody that comes into our lives is showing themselves to us, no matter what they say, no matter what they say about us or anyone else. We have ourselves to give. That's what we have to give: our experience, what we know, what we've learned, and in this case, it's you know, CA, her passion spiritually is A Course in Miracles. And this is a show about spirituality, so I love her input on A Course in Miracles, or from A Course in Miracles. But I also love her astrological input, and Tarot are another two of her great passions. So I'm just, you know, let's talk about something and let's at all the angles we possibly can. So, or from all the angles we possibly can. I don't know, my English isn't so great this morning. Sorry about that. But anyway, I'm looking forward to our discussion, and you are invited to be a part of that discussion. Just join us in the chat room. Go to 12radio.com and click chat if you can. And please feel free to add comments or questions in the chat room. I don't know that we'll be available for readings because it's been 3 months. I don't think we're going to take a breath once we start talking. But please add your input. You know, be part of it. Aside from empowerment, if you do want a reading, you can find me every day on 12listen.com. I'm usually available mid to later morning, Pacific time, into the evening. If you stop by and you don't see me, or if I happen to be on a call, just put in a callback request or schedule a call. I'm notified immediately, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was always one of my favorite holidays. Valentine's Day and St. Patty's Day. Halloween is number one, but Valentine's Day and St. Patty's Day, and I think that's because I love big red hearts and green shamrocks and beer. I do love Guinness, but tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and we will be celebrating all day on 12listen with reduced rates on calls and chats. I will be available probably about 10 a.m. Pacific into the evening, and I would love to talk to you. I will also have my Available for Love 15-minute time-based session, which will be available through this month of February at a very, very special price for Valentine's Day. So take advantage. You know, time-based sessions, you buy them at a great price for a block of time, and then you use them the next time you call me. So that could be whenever. But the prices will be good tomorrow. Better, they're good anyway, but they'll be better tomorrow. My price will be great. So grab it and use it when you want to. And, you know, just I just have to say the purpose of this time-based session Available for Love is I don't think we realize that every single aspect of life is relationship. It's all relative. Our experience is all relative. We only experience through, you know, relationship and relative things. And relationships are tricky business. And it doesn't matter what that relationship is with who it's with, you know, whether it's friends, family, pets, aside from a romantic partner or a spouse, it's all how we show ourselves really to other people. And in those relationships. And I believe, I have a terrific relationship with my home. And you know what you put into any relationship is what you're going to get out of it. But the things that stop us from being vulnerable or giving our heart or you know taking a chance is our past, you know, is our experience. If we've been hurt, then we have those filters. We have filters that we see everything through. We see the world through, and they are what contribute to our perception. And everything we experience is based on our perception. A thing that's happening is just a thing that's happening, but how we perceive it has either a positive or negative effect on us. And again, perceptions are not truth, they're just experience. So seeing that, knowing that makes it easier to let it go so that you can be in the present moment, so that you can have an experience of what's actually happening now. So, in this session, that time-based session, we'll heal and clear past relationship energy and fear and whatever else shows up while we're talking, so that you can be available for love in the multitude of ways that it can show up. And I mean multitude of ways. So, anyway, I think it's an important thing. But we always, that's my session that will be available through the end of February. But tomorrow it's on sale. But we also have reduced rates on calls and chats a few times a week. And if you want to be notified of those specials, just go to 12listen.com and sign up for 12 promotions. While you're there, post what you're grateful for on the gratitude board. It's our way of supporting you. You put what you're thankful for, whether it's in your experience or not, and the 12 Listen advisors monitor that board, moderate that board, whatever the right word is, 24/7, and we add our attention to your intention, and that just expands it. So use it. It's a way that we can support you. Another way that we support you is having all of our shows, the radio hosts here on 12 Radio, all of our shows from all of the hosts are in the 12 Radio on demand section. So you can pull a show anytime you want. You know, an inspiration is totally and completely our individual responsibility. So there are shows there from all of us, different point viewpoints, different topics, different passions. And you know, you can grab one if you need some inspiration, if you just wanna learn something new, they're there. And it, again, it's another way that we can support you. So I invite you to take advantage of that. And right now, I just want to say thanks to Jay for producing the show today and all that he does for us on 12 Radio. And as I said a minute ago, I'm always glad to have C.A. Brooks on the show with me. And if you are unfamiliar with her, she is a 12 Listen advisor, a clairvoyant astrologer, animal communicator, and she's an avid student of A Course in Miracles and Tarot. She writes the week ahead section of The Power Peak, Mark Husson's weekly newsletter. She hosts Everyday Astrology here on 12 Radio, which immediately precedes Empowerment Live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And she has podcasts of her Course in Miracles show available in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. Obviously, she is very, very busy because those are only a few of the things that she does. And I always appreciate her taking the time to have our meeting of the minds once a month. I'll have CA join me in just a couple of minutes after I briefly set up at least the starting point of our discussion. There are a couple of things that have been on my mind. You know, over the past few months, I've watched things just resolve themselves. I mean, and really and truly, it's kind of like standing outside of myself and watching things just get taken care of. And I've talked about several of them in the past few weeks on this show because that's spirit taking care of me. That's what that is. And I have to share that because I'm blessed. And so my job is to share what I learn, what I realize, and what benefits me and my growth with you know, and through my articles on the Power Peak and Scopes and through my readings. That's what I'm here to do. That's my dharma. So But I want to talk about a specific one today that has been just kind of on my mind. I let it go and then it's been on my mind again. And what it is it's my website, kellywhetstone.com. Now, technology is not my thing. It's not my cup of tea. I've tried, maybe not really hard, but I've tried. But it just is not what I'm good at. And it's not what I want to be good at. And I'm just being honest. So when that site was created, it was created by a guy, a man named Michael Findley, who I really liked. He created and hosted the site. And Channon was wonderful with graphics and stuff and ideas. So Channon worked along with him. And between the two of them, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. I wrote content, Channon posted it along with great images. And when something went wrong, Michael fixed it. So that is my perfect world when it comes to technology. When it came to my website, it was my perfect world because they took care of it. But things changed, of course, because that's life. Life changes. A few years ago, Michael took a different opportunity, and we had to move the hosting of the site to WP Engine because it's a WordPress site. And so, Channon did the behind the scenes work until he couldn't. So for probably the last couple years, it just became another thing hanging over my head. And I truly did not have time to put into it. It needed attention. It wasn't in present time because I hadn't been feeding it. Attention is what brings things, what gives life to things. And I didn't have attention to give it. And truthfully, it didn't even qualify for my priority list over the last year, year and a half. So in the late summer, maybe early fall, I got a notice from a company to renew the domain name. Now, Channon registered the domain. He took care of that. And he did it, of course, from his email address. But I didn't recognize the company at all that's telling me I needed to renew a domain name. Well, I get a lot of junk. And I don't know if you get these too, but lately, over the past year or so, it's the people that are supposedly advertising for another company, like Harbor Freight or Kohl's or You Won Money or something like that. And I just junk them. The minute I see them, I check the email address and I junk them. Well, I didn't recognize this name and I thought it was junk. I looked at it, but I didn't see kellywhetstone.com anywhere on there. And I junked it. And so what happened, what I realized later, is that was the name of the company that really did host, or that was another name of the company that really did host my domain name. And I lost it. I lost my domain name and I lost my website. And it was, and I couldn't, I worked with a guy there at that company and he was very helpful and he really tried. But they had to send a code to Channon's email address. Now, Channon was either in the hospital or rehab center when this was all going on. He didn't remember anything. I tried to ask him about it, but he couldn't tell me anything about it. And I could not open his email. I mean, I could open his email, but it stopped. His inbox had frozen months ago. I mean, I couldn't get past anything to get it to receive mail at that time. So, it was just, it was ridiculous. And I was really trying to get this done. And there was a way it could have been done. And so I tried, the last ditch effort was to, send in his death certificate and say, he's the register, he registered the domain, his email doesn't work, and, can I buy my name back, basically, is what I was trying to do. I get a response that said they don't recognize him as the person that registered the domain. So at that point, I was done. It was done. I didn't have to worry about it anymore. I didn't have to keep struggling, trying to get this thing back, trying to re resurrect it. And I was really mad at myself. I mean, talk about a bunch of self-judgment about it, like if I'd only just opened that. But even if I would have opened that email to do it, they would still have sent a code to Channon's email that doesn't work. So anyway, I just kicked myself a lot about it because that's what I do. But when I took a step back, I realized it was just another burden that resolved itself. I don't have the desire to learn how to maintain a website. I don't. And my work is on onetolisten.com, which I'm totally invested in. So I'm good. I don't, it's unnecessary. And obviously it has been because, it's been neglected for a long time. But that was just, another example of being taken care of. I've been taken care of. It's been just wonderful for the past few months. And I know we'll continue because I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. But, the point that I want to make or the question I want to raise is, how many things do we struggle with because we think we should? That's what I was doing. We'd paid good money, quite a bit of money for the site design, et cetera, to have it hosted. But, that was 10 or more years ago. It was not in present time because I didn't have time for it. So it was like clutter taking up space in my space. And one of my biggest realizations recently is that when I let things take their course rather than fighting them or trying to make them work out a certain way, the outcome is more beneficial to me, even if it's not what I thought should happen. I mean, I'm free of that. I don't need it. And it's gone, and I don't have to think about it anymore. It was another thing off my head. It was a blessing. But I think that's an interesting question, to just ponder. What do I, what am I struggling to have happen? And do I really want that to have it to happen? Do I really want that? Do I need that? Is it beneficial to me? Is it not? I mean, it's just, we don't, I think. I'm not going to say we, I'm going to say me. I thought that that should be resurrected because, again, a few years ago, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. But at the same time, it was just floating around in space. So it was just something that hit me. If you let things take their course, usually they work out great. And it may not look great at the time because it may not be what you wanted, but I bet if you take a step back and look at it, maybe wait a little bit and look back in hindsight, you go, yeah, that's exactly. Because if that hadn't happened, maybe something else would have that wouldn't have been great. So it's all about, as Chopra said, forcing solutions on problems. When we force solutions on problems, we're fighting, number one, we're going to encounter resistance. Excuse me, we're resisting what is, and we create more problems. So, anyway, that was one thing. The other thing, and this one I really do want CA's input on, I know we can get to all of it, is, I'm coming to the end of like the business aspect of my mom's and Channon's stuff. And that feels really good. I just, it's good. It's been a couple months now. And I have what I have left are a couple of house projects to do. And one is transforming Channon's office into a guest room. And I've gotten a start on that. Going to start working on that. And that'll feel really good because then it's a useful room again. And the other is some work on the roof, which is already in the works. I've got a wonderful contractor working on that. So there's still work to be done, and I'm really good when I'm busy. I feel good when I'm busy. But it's a strange feeling to not have a bunch of things to take care of. I mean, it's just how my life's run for the past several years. And it feels like I'm in uncharted waters, and it's not comfortable. And I don't know exactly what to do about it or how to feel about it. And I keep kind of taking it into meditation, but I'm interested in another point of view on both of these things. So, welcome, CA. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Kelly. Wonderful, wonderful topics. In fact, I was just quickly pulling up your chart.
Oh,
And we don't necessarily
is
need
it
to
like
talk about
totally
it.
black?
No, but
No,
truthfully,
I'm kidding.
I've looked at your chart a couple of times over the last few months, and I
I'm
knew there
curious.
was just so much going on. Or rather, let's put, when I say so much, what I really mean is some very impactful things were going on. And because I just wanted to know, because I thought, there's just no doubt about it. Even though many of the things that have been going on, including the loss of your mother and your husband and your father-in-law too, to at least two of those were expected, and so it wasn't like one day you woke up and all of a sudden here it is. But on the other hand, I just thought that's like, how do I say it? Shitload. I mean, that
Oh,
is
yeah.
like, that's the motherload of stuff going on. And I said, I just have to look at her chart and, see what's going on, even though for every single person, I mean, I often say, I do not predict death because I can't see it.
No.
So had somebody called and, and some of my clients can tell you, they're like, hey, what am I dealing with here? And, you just don't always know.
No,
And I
because
certainly
it's
don't.
up to the person who's dying.
Well,
I mean, they're the
and
only one.
here again, we talk a lot about perception, right? So when I look at your chart, it's going to be in many ways a very different process or look than maybe somebody else's chart,
Sure.
from their perception. But the one thing, you do have Saturn, which is that planet of stamina and perseverance and putting order out, putting order out of chaos. It's in your, by the way, it's in your workhouse. It's in the 10th house of your chart.
Oh, wow.
And I love that because you just said it. I am good when I am busy. I am good when I've got a project, when I've got something to do, when I feel like I'm lining things up. I need to be productive. That is core to me. And it is certainly core to you right now. You do have planets, including the moon and Mars and Venus in your 10th house. So, yeah,
Wow.
you're not this person who kicks back and says, okay, I think I'm done. You're not done, and you probably never will be from the perspective you have to, the work motivates you. Being, and here again, when I say work, it can be interpreted sort of loosely because it's what kind of changes do I want to make in the world? What is my legacy? What do I want? What is the mark that I want to leave? And with Mars and Venus and the moon sitting up there, you're saying, this is important to me. This is important that I'm an active member, that I'm contributing. And a lot of that energy for you is Pisces. And so you're contributing on a level, I want to refer back to my show because Mo was on and we were talking about Aquarius, the water bearer. And that just really hit me as he was talking about that because it's channeling and pouring out the water, the healing, the comfort, whatever. But we don't necessarily know what somebody needs, but we can still be the water bearer. We can hold the space and say, whatever it is you need, here it is. I'm just sending this out to you for you to form it into whatever manifestation you need. So
Nice.
you, yes, and you have that Pisces energy up there in your 10th house, and Saturn is up there. So it's sort of like your healing is the healing for everybody else as well. And those two processes go back and forth and back and forth. You are the facilitator of other people's healing, and they're the facilitator of your healing. It's a process. But you also have Aries energy up there. You know, your Venus is in Aries, and so there's a desire. I want to be passionate about what I'm doing, which also I'm going to flip back to the website for a second. And boy, that one really hit me because I'm
I
embarrassed
just
to
had to
say
talk
this.
about it.
I'm embarrassed, but I'm going to put it out there. I've been working on a website for about 12 years, at least. In other words, I've always had the domain. I've got two domain names, in fact, more, but I've got the domain names. I've always had somebody under contract working on them. Talk about money. I've poured money, 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 but just never wanted to flip the switch and make it active. And I continually go back and go, what is that about? And yet, part of it is about everything that you just said. It's fun. It's fascinating. Oh, look at those pictures and look at how that works. And oh, that's going to be so much fun. But when it really comes down to it, what do I need it for? And when you said, I'm locked into one, two, listen, that's how I feel too. I refer people to one, two, listen. And it's very rare that somebody even says to me, and boy, I hope Mark's not listening because he's going, oh, these two, what are they doing? They need websites, or that would be so good. But honestly, nobody ever wants my website. And I always say, go to 12listen.com, go to 12radio.com. Now, granted, if for whatever reason those weren't there, or wasn't a part of them, yeah, I probably need a website. And that's why I think I hold on to kind of the structural foundation of it. I keep paying for the domain name, et cetera. But even just recently, I re-upped my domain names and I'm like, for what? I mean, it's like, and Mark is probably, if he's hearing any of this, he is just kicking me. It's like, yeah, why do you keep putting money into something that you almost have no intention of ever taking it live? But not taking it live is also partially because it's being a perfectionist, but if it's going to be up, it needs to be active, it needs to have some life. I need to make sure there's
Life.
always new content. And when I
Exactly.
look at where I'm at, it's like, do you need one more thing to do?
Right.
Do you
Exactly.
need one more thing to do? And the answer is no. And I also feel incredibly, incredibly fortunate. And these are not just words, I really mean it. I mean, what better platform? I mean, than one to listen to could I have? I mean, I've
Right.
got an article every single week in Mark's Power Peak. And that to me is like, oh my God, what a blessing, what a gift. He gives me that space every single week.
I agree. I
In a
agree.
newsletter that goes out to thousands of people. And quite frankly, Kelly, I don't have that kind of a following on my own.
No.
And maybe if I was a whole lot younger, I would want to build that kind of following. But you know what? Once again, when I look at my life and what my priorities are, it's hard for me to want to put a whole lot of energy into a website or building a separate identity that isn't the same one I've got on 12listen, 12, house, 12radio. And maybe some people say, well, you have a lack of ambition, and that could be. But once
Could be.
again, there's only so many things I can do in a day, and so
Right.
many things I can do. I could change my mind in 2 or 3 years, and then hopefully I'll still have those domain names. And if not, I'll come up with another, because that's the other thing. You'll come up with another if you need it.
Right.
That's really the way it will be. So, I mean, I really related to you. And I've got several stories too, not going into details about sometimes you struggle, 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 and finally you go, okay, this is just going to be the way it is. And then all of a sudden, it's like the company you're struggling with or whatever it is goes, oh, okay, we can do that. And I'm like, well, why couldn't you do it 2 weeks ago? Let me ask you, I mean, it's just kind of like, it's just funny. And maybe
It's
it's just,
surrender. It's
yeah.
surrender. And then the universe, the wisdom of the universe, can come in and take care of it. When we're
Yes.
struggling, we're eliminating that, you
Yes,
know?
and sometimes, I mean, there's muscle to be built. You don't just sit back and say, I'm going to let opportunity come knock on
Oh,
my door.
no.
But
No, no.
what you're talking about, yeah, we struggle, struggle, only to then sometimes actually go, yeah, now what did I need this for?
Right.
What did I want this for? Why did I think it had to be this way? And that goes back to the metaphysical principle that I certainly try to embrace in my life, which is what's the most important is what feeling or what is the resulting like psychological, emotional feeling thing you want from this situation, not the manifestation. Because there are all kinds of people that can fulfill that, or cars that can fulfill that, or homes or anything else. And when I get stuck on, it has to look like this, that's almost always when I struggle. And mm-hmm. I've given this example many times. I haven't bought that many houses in my lifetime, but I bought a few. And there were lots of tears. And the tears were about, I would go out and look for a house, and I found the perfect house, and somebody else got it. And I was just convinced no other house was ever going to be the house I wanted, right? Well, guess what? You know, the next one comes along. And I'm so incredibly thankful because I realize, oh my God, this really is so much better than the one that I thought I wanted. And if I'd gotten that other house, I'd never even know about the second one. And that has happened to me several times. And so part of me keeps wanting to knock on my head and go, okay, quit this. You know, just quit. If somebody else gets the house, if somebody else puts a bid in, it's higher than yours, or it's faster than yours, or whatever, would you quit assuming that this is a tragedy? All it is a door closing because something else is available for you. Exactly. So stop it. Quit being such a baby, you know? quit the baby stuff.
You talk to yourself like I talk to myself.
Oh my God, I do. You know, I always joke that my dogs, I feel sorry for them because sometimes I get into all this self-talk and I go, stop. And I always say that out loud.
Oh.
And the dogs are always like, what did I do? What did I do?
Yep.
You know, and it's like, oh no, I wasn't talking to you. But yeah, I go round and round and it's like, yes, there are many times I see something, I feel like I really want that thing. But you know what? How many times do I have to go through that frustration and disappointment only to realize there was something better? So why don't I just go, oh, must be something better out there for me? Because that is what happens. It's not the exact manifestation that we want. Many, many forms can come in and make that okay for us, you know? So, and you quoted Chopra, you know, forcing solutions onto problems,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so incredible stuff to talk about today. I mean, in terms of all of that, I mean, it's really wonderful. I also wanted to, and I want to get back to your chart, but I also wanted to make this comment. I'm so related to what you were talking about. Everything in life is a relationship, because this is the first time I've told anybody this, I think. I've never said this, but when I moved to Nevada 3 years ago, the very first night that I was in my car, you know, and by the way, her name is Esmeralda, which I thought was funny because didn't you name a car Esmeralda?
My little Saturn was Esmeralda.
Yes. Well,
my little 2000 Saturn.
my Subaru Outback is Esmeralda, and I just knew it. It just came to me like a couple days after I bought the car. But in any case, the car now is 24 years old.
Wow.
And just turned over 100,000 miles. But when I moved to Nevada, which was quite the, you know, it's just so much uncertainty, you know, like stepping into quicksand, you don't know what you're doing. I hadn't moved in a long time, and I certainly hadn't moved from a state to another state in like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So I'm the first night in my new home. I opened the garage door, you know, I was in the house, and I opened the garage door and I just said, thank you so much for being here with me, to the car. You know, just good night, Ezzy. Thank you. And I realized, because she was the constant in my life at that point, you know, and I don't remember ever doing that before I moved. I mean, maybe when I first got the car, I did. But from that moment forward, I have never skipped a night. Every night before I turn out the lights, I go to the garage door and I open it and I say, thank you, Ezzy.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's what I call her. That's her nickname, Ezzy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes I even think, you know, probably the dog, he's standing there going, what the heck is this ritual about? You know, but then again, I think he also knows now it's time to go to bed because she opened the garage door.
Oh, sure.
You know, And in fact,
Well,
there's a little bell on the garage door. So he, even if he's not right there, he hears it and he knows, oh, we're going to bed. Because, you know, she's doing her thing at the garage door. And like I said, I don't tell people that because it almost sounds embarrassing, but I know you and the audience will understand it. But to
Oh,
me, that is a relationship.
it
And
is.
she
It is a
has taken
relationship.
care of me. She has been there for me. And we do have relationships with every kind of manifestation in our lives. And she has been a grounding cord for me. And she is getting older. I mean, I'm getting a little concerned about that. But she has been that grounding feature in my life. And, you know, people often just say, hey, why don't you get a new car? And I'm like, why? Why would I want a new car? I love this car. And for right now, everything is great with this car, you know? I don't need another car. And I mean, but I will also admit, I'm just not one of those people. Sure, it would be great to have all the wonder, and there's so many wonderful features on cars now, like backup cameras. But I don't need another car. And I'm attached to this car. So it would be kind of hard. But anyway, I was really glad that you brought that up because I do think sometimes, you know, especially if we get into this place of feeling lonely or just feel, you know, you look around and how many things in your life, like, is this your favorite bed? You've had this bed for 20 years, you know, or whatever it is, or even something, some like little, oh, I say tchotchke, but you know what I'm talking about. Just something,
Knick-knack.
you keep, yeah, knick-knack you've got on your desk, you know, or something. It has good memories, but there again, it's just there for you. And yet, I don't want to get so
Makes you
attached that if
happy.
anything happens to it, that I'm like devastated. But on the other hand, it's like, yeah, all these things, they carry part of my energy, or I've put my love into them. I put my attention and I put my love into them. And that's what they're giving back to me.
Well, I agree with you when you were talking about your car. Esmeralda was, I at that time, let's see, I donated her in 2018 because Channon went on disability and we did not need to have two cars, and she was a Saturn, which they don't make anymore. And it was getting to the place where I don't think she could have been repaired, but she spent all her time sitting in the driveway because I work at home. So I thought, you know, she still has a purpose. And we have, you know, we had at that point a newer Santa Fe, that was Channon's car, and that's what he could get in and out of. I mean, he needed a bigger car because he was kind of challenged mobility wise. And so I donated her and I felt good about that, but I always said that my house, my car, pardon me, and my first Bichon Claire were my three soul sisters because they were just like you said, my ground, what I could count on, what, you know, we have a relationship. And Gracie's becoming my fourth. And I think I just inherited my fifth because I got my mom's Jeep, her little green Jeep. She's olive green. Her name's Olive. And she's a 2014 Jeep Cherokee. And she has, at this point, 18,800 miles
Oh
on
my
her.
gosh.
I have all of the service records for her whole life that my mom took her every year to be serviced. I have a new car. That just happens to be a 2014, and she is so cute. And the Saturn, I was always, I'm not the Saturn, but the Santa Fe was too big for me. It just, I never fit. I wasn't comfortable. Like the top of my head would hit the bottom of the headrest, you know, and it just was never comfortable. And then that got stolen anyway, but anyway, that was a show a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
But anyway, so that's gone. And here's this beautiful gift of my mom's little car. And I finally have all my documentation together and I'm gonna go to Department of Motor Vehicles tomorrow and have the title put in my name. But I mean that, and she feels so good to drive that car because it fits me. And she's in good shape and she has CA heated seats, a heated steering wheel, and a remote start. So
Oh,
that's it. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't get better than that for a car. Because I'm like you, I'll drive a car till the end. You know, it's just not important to me to have a brand new car, but she's just, what a blessing. You know, and I know my mom felt that way about her too. Mom was kind of the same way about her house and her car. And so yes, a relationship is really what, and what you love is loves you back. That's all. So tell me more about my chart.
So in all seriousness, Saturn can be a planet of loss. Let's face it. Saturn is, well, because what Saturn does is it organizes. And it's the ultimate clutter clearer. Now, that doesn't mean that people in your life are clutter, but Saturn comes in and it congeals, it focuses, it concentrates. And so sometimes, not always, by the way, people listening, not always, but Saturn, when it is in contact with various planets in our chart, it can, some of the manifestations can be that we feel restricted, we feel limited. And Saturn went over your moon recently. And the moon is your emotional expression. But I want to convey the idea that part of that clutter clearing function of Saturn being on your moon, it's easy to say, oh my God, everything's being taken away from me. But I feel really strongly, and this is almost more of a psychic hit than anything else. I feel so strongly what it has done is built a new foundation of true emotional expression and kind of opened up your heart in a way that nothing else could have done. And
I
so what
agree.
you will find is the rebuilding of Saturn saying, yes, I know this was a difficult situation. You have developed heart muscles. You have developed psychic muscles. You have developed, I am helping you build a foundation like you have never seen before. Now, on the outside, does it look like loss? Does it look like, that's it loss and pain and grief? Yes. But like I said, I just feel tingly all over, like Saturn has said to you, I am building a foundation like you have never seen before. And it will influence your career. It will influence who you are as a person and being that expert, being that person that other people go to, because you've got sort of this heart of hearts. You've got this unbelievable intuitive channel that is useful to other people. That's what's going to happen, having gone through the gauntlet, so to speak. And I want to say too that the other in, there's lots of interesting things about your chart right now. Like I said, when I first opened it up, I go, oh wow. But Pluto, which is that planet of transformation in your chart, is sitting very, very, very close to the ninth house cusp, meaning that within, now it's going to take a little bit of time. I'll have to look up and see how long, but it's because Pluto moves slowly, but it is definitely influencing and then going to be in your ninth house for, let's say, 18 years. So this is a big chunk of your life. And that Pluto in your ninth house, that the ninth house is about travel. It's about higher education. But you know what it's about? It's about being the mentor, the teacher, the expert, or possibly a writer. And so it makes me also think, not, I mean, like I said, I would not struggle anymore with that website, but I would hold the idea that there is a possibility you would resurrect a website, because Pluto in that ninth house, I think, is going to elevate you as a teacher. It's going to elevate you. And so there again, I don't know if you have any interest in writing a book, but I could see you writing a book that would become a bestseller. I mean, and so then it's like, oh, I need a website.
Then I'll get a domain name.
Then you'll get it. Yeah, maybe it would be the name of the book. See, there again, what if you did, you poured your life energy and your life's work and what you know into a book, into some kind of big presentation, for the world. And then maybe the website needs to be the name of the book, not your name. So But I'm just saying, Pluto moving in a person's chart, which there again, it spends 20 years or more in an individual house, and it will be moving. And like I said, I don't want to take up too much time on the air to figure out when that's going to happen, but it's going to be in the next few years. Okay. And I'll get it for you privately and I'll
Okay.
tell you. But when I see that, I go, oh my God, she's about to go big. I mean,
Interesting.
yeah, she could go really big here. And so what's happening with that? So I want you to know that if you have some feeling about teaching classes, putting together your own curriculum, and I know you already have, but I'm saying this is bigger. This is much, much bigger than what you've done before. And and the book is what came into my mind, that this would be a book that you would say, I am going to kind of leave for posterity all of this stuff. I am going to be the water bearer, but in a big way. I'm not just pouring it out to an individual, I'm pouring it out. I'm ready to jump onto that wagon. And so that's coming up for you. Along with, though, like I said, Saturn doing all kinds of foundation building in your career house or in the house where you're making a difference in the world. And see, it hit your moon. Next, it's going to hit your Mars. And here again, in some ways, Saturn will feel like restriction. But what it's really saying, especially when it has to do with Mars, is I've got 10 things I want to do. And Mars says, no, we're gonna whittle that down to two. I mean, because Saturn comes along and says, really, are you going to divide your time among 10 things? Saturn, that's where the restriction comes in and the limitation. See, people want to kind of jump on that bandwagon of saying that this is limitation. And it is, but it's so that you can do something really big. I mean,
That makes sense.
Well, yeah, and when you think about your life, how often do you do that? Where, I mean, and I'm not saying you, but all of us, we diversify so much. And then we wonder why not one single thing in our life is really spectacular. Saturn comes in and says, we're going to organize, we're going to limit, I'm going to ask you to choose with Mars, because Mars is the planet of energy and activation. It's saying, I'm going to ask you to choose. What are the one or two things that you think are truly the most important that you want to put your attention onto? And here again, let's say on One Two Academy, you were teaching, two or three different lines of study. Then Saturn would come along and say, nope, we're going to do one. We're going to focus your energy. This is laser focus. And so think about that in your career. And I'm not asking you to give up things, but just like the website or other things, you may look and say, what is it where I really want to put my attention, my focus? Because see, here's the other thing about the website. And I think you and I are alike. We're creative, we paint. We certainly appreciate photography and the beauty of creating those images. But I'm kind of the same way. There was a time when I was actually very, very good with tech. And it's because I got my master's in business and my minor was in technology. Kelly, here's the thing I quickly figured out. You've got to devote most of your time to it to stay up with it.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, yeah, it's
And so
constantly
I was like
changing.
going, no, I'd rather be spending my time on astrology, not figuring out how the astrology software works, and or even like I studied Chinese astrology for a few years, and I quit doing that because I said, this takes a whole lot of time to become very, very good. And it's not my primary love. It's secondary. And so, yes, I've had a really good time doing this. And I do that with a lot of things where I try them out, but I realize if they're really siphoning off my energy and or kind of taking the time that I want to do with something else, then I quit or I stop or I just say, thank you very much. I love your input, but I'm gonna focus. And that is what you are going to be doing over the next, literally, I would say 2.5, maybe even 3 years in your career. You're going to be so serious about where am I getting the most, and I want to say bang for the buck, but it's not money, it's about productivity. It's like, This is where my energy is best used. I'm not going to put myself into situations where I'm not really good or I'm not enjoying it, or I'm not going to like siphon off all my time to learn to be a webmaster. I'm just not going to do that because that's not where I want to spend my time or where I think I've got the most influence. So it doesn't mean you can't do that, doesn't mean you don't like it. It just Saturn just says, "Hey, I want you to focus, Kelly. I'm going to help you focus on what you love, what you're really good at, and your influence in the world." And so I think Saturn moving through your 10th house is going to be a wonderful, wonderful transit. And here's the other thing, though, that I noticed going on in your chart. Some of this is temporary, but some of it is not. You've got three significant, well, actually, I'd say four significant things going on in your 11th house, which has to do with friendships. It has to do with organizations. And in fact, it's naturally, oh, and I'm realizing we are getting close to our time.
That's okay, talk.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, see,
Don't leave me hanging.
I'm in astrologer mode. Anyway, this is a house of friendship and association and belonging to groups. You've got Uranus there, you've got Jupiter. So it says that's the other thing that you're experiencing right now, and you will continue to experience is kind of a flood, kind of an inflow of people into your life that you identify with and that become your soul group, or they're already your soul group.
Yes.
They're already there for you. And by the way, and I'll get you this date too. Uranus, that planet of individuality, is literally 1 degree off of your natal sun. And that only happens once in your lifetime where you feel like your life completely opens up. It's almost like all the limits are shattered, everything, all the controls, you are like ready to fly, ready to soar. So you've been through a lot, but you will take all that energy. And I mean, the things that I've mentioned to you are just unbelievably exciting in a natal chart.
Wow.
So,
Well,
my
and
God,
things are
Kelly,
just,
you're going to
yeah. And
be
like I'm sorry.
incredible presence.
So,
That's it.
oh, thanks. And it's like I was saying, it's like things are just resolving themselves. You know,
Yes.
what needs to go goes. And I don't mean that people-wise. I'm just saying just things that take up. And now I have this, I'm having more and more space. And I don't know what to do with
Yes.
it. You know, the demand is gone. It's like, what do I do?
Well,
So this is
fulfill it.
interesting.
It's
Makes
not going
sense.
to be difficult for you to figure out how to fill that time because
No.
you've got a mission. I mean, like I said, I see you at the very, very beginning of a process in your life in which you are looking out there going, I am on fire and I am going to go in. You're going to have the time to write the book, to do the curriculum, to become the mentor, to become a public speaker, whatever it is you want. And you are aligning with all those souls, all those people that are right there shoulder to shoulder with you. That's what's happening for you. Unbelievable.
Cool.
I'm jealous.
Feels good. Thank you for that. I really appreciate you talking about that because it's been like watching a movie.
Yes.
It really has. So you put some context to it, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, lots of good stuff for you, really.
Great. Great. So, see, are you going to be online tomorrow for V-Day?
Yes, I am. And I'm trying to be online, but I've got a lot of kind of drama in my life
I
right
know
now.
you do. I know you
But
do.
yeah, and I would encourage people, if you don't see me online and you want to talk to me, please just put in a callback request or a scheduled call because that comes through as a chat, as a text. And I will honor it if at all possible.
Great. Great. Well, I just want to say thanks again for being here, and thank you to everyone who's listening, however, whenever you do. CA Brooks was my guest today, and I'm very, very pleased about that. You've been listening to Empowerment. My name is Kelly Whetstone. We're here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way that we relate to our world, because indeed we do create it. Our world is us pushed outward. So everyone, I wish you a very, very blessed week, and please stay tuned for Katie Weaver. Bye-bye. Talk to you next week.